Unit 22. The whole story about donuts. 1. Nothing is more American than hot dogs, hamburgers, and Cokes, except, of course, sweet donuts. Donuts may not be served at 4th of July barbecues, but they are on the menu every morning at millions of coffee shops across America. They can be brown with cinnamon, white with powdered sugar, pink with icing, round, long, or twisted. They're dunked, licked, munched, and sometimes twirled on a finger. But no matter what shape or flavor they are, or how they're eaten, they have a long history of being the USA's favorite breakfast treat. 2. The first donut to appear on the American scene would be pretty stale by now because it has been around since the beginning of the country's history. The early colonial settlers had a taste for donuts and even wrote about them in their historical records. Back then, they were simply fried sweet cakes. Actually, donuts are a food as old as oil and flour, one of humankind's most ancient and simplest foods. They were made by grinding grain into flour, then mixing the flour with water to make the dough. Then they fried the dough in oil and poured honey over it to sweeten it. Through the ages, all societies have had some form of this food. Each called it by a different name. This fried cake also took many different shapes around the world. It was round or twisted, and some even had one or more holes. 3. The settlers brought these recipes for fried sweet cakes with them to the New World. What a surprise it was when it turned out the natives had their own form of donut. It was a fried dough cake of cornmeal, often sweetened with tree sap. A petrified donut with a hole in the middle was dug up several years ago from a cave in Oklahoma. The cave was full of relics from a prehistoric native tribe. 4. It's not certain when the word donut actually came to be used in America, but it began to appear in recipes during the 18th century. It became a very popular food on the frontier. It was a basic and easy meal for settlers traveling west. As time went on, people continued to make donuts in their homes and in some bakeries. During World War I, girls who worked for an organization called the Salvation Army fried donuts for the soldiers at war in France. They used garbage cans as pots and started with just a few donuts. Soon, they couldn't keep up with the demand. The soldiers loved them, not only because they filled their stomachs, but because they reminded them of home. When they did go home after the war, they asked for more. 5. A man named Adolf Levitt was there to provide them. He owned a bakery. When he realized the ex-soldiers wanted donuts, he put a pot in the window so people could watch the donuts fry as a man turned them over with a stick. People loved it. And they loved to eat them too. Eventually, Adolf couldn't make enough donuts for his customers. He talked to an engineer about making a donut machine. After 12 attempts, the wonderful, almost human automatic donut machine was invented. This, too, was put in the bakery window. Again, people were fascinated as they watched dough go in and the donuts stream out. 6. Bakeries from all over the country came to buy the machines as donut fever hit America. Donut shops popped up everywhere. All across the USA, people were making, buying, and eating donuts, just like they do today.